Numbers 20, verses 1 to 29. I want to take a last glance at this chapter and the events preceding it. I'm going to call this ups and downs. Look at Moses' life here. Look how topsy-turvy it is. It's not just one straight, level course. This poor man is going through a real upheaval here, a roller coaster in his experience. And I want to draw spiritual lessons from it. He's met trials. He's met setbacks. He's met men cursing Israel. Edom curses Israel. But he's known God's blessing upon Israel. He's had the Israelites grumbling again, rebelling against him, complaining about the lack of water and wanting to go back to Egypt, and all that kind of stuff has come back again. The drought, he's experienced that. Moses had the drought as well as the Israelites. He's known bereavement, the death of Aaron. He's met loss. He's met refusal. He's met threats. And of course, he has sinned, and he has fallen, he has stumbled, and he's had a price to pay, and he will pay it. He's going to take the Israelites through the wilderness, but he will never enter the promised land. But God has given water, he has protected his people, and he's renewed the priesthood. Even though Aaron has died, he's passed it on to Eleazar. In all this, he has seen the ups and downs of life. Can you see what's happening here? Even in the days of the Old Covenant, you remember the Old Covenant is a covenant where obedience brings blessing. And the prosperity gospel teachers bring that over into the New Covenant. It's quite wrong, and it has disastrous results. Look at this. The spiritual life for Moses in the Old Covenant and for us in the New, my brother and sister, we get setbacks. Perhaps you're going through some setbacks today, disappointments. Disappointments, frustrations, setbacks do come, even for the most godly people. Some of you will know what bereavement is, recent bereavement. Quarrels come in life, failures, sins, rejections, frustrations of all kinds. Disappointments, I say. Hardness and difficulties. Moses has got to go the long way round. He's got to take people round to Edom. Because Esau won't let Israel pass through, so they have to go through further deserts. Is God with us, or is he not? How can he be? Jacob failed here. You remember when he heard about Joseph and Benjamin and all the rest of it? Oh, he said, my life will go down into the grave. I got nothing left now. No. William Cowper got it right. Judge not the Lord by feeble sense. Blind unbelief is sure to err and scan God's works in vain. All is going wrong. It's not what we expected. You remember that's exactly what they said to Moses when he came to deliver them by God's power from the Egyptians. Well, we thought when you came that it would all be easy. But no, look, it's got harder since you came. Exodus 5:20. So be prepared for disappointments, my brothers and sisters. Don't believe those who keep telling you everything is sunshine. You get more money, better suits, better car, better life, health, and everything else. Don't judge by feelings and circumstances. There are those who do that, and they pay a tremendous price. They have to manipulate facts. They have to twist providences and explain things away, and they have to live with conflict. Don't judge the Lord by feeble sense. I'm speaking to myself. You remember in Acts 27, they said, the south wind's blowing softly. We get our way. But they set sail when they should not, and they soon met storm. Fair weather? No. Happy in the fine days? What about the sad days? I remember a man, I think I've told you, I remember a lady ringing a preacher once and said, I enjoyed your sermon yesterday on all things work together for good to them that love God. She said, it's all been right today. It's improved, right? She said, everything has gone well. But the truth is, if she could have said everything, it seems to have gone wrong today, but still all things work together for good to them that love God, then she would have understood. Psalm 107, verse 7, he led them by the right way. be honest, my friend. The prosperity gospelers are dishonest. Oh, it's all sunshine. No, it's not. It rains in everybody's life. And darkness falls, even in the new covenant. Yeah. These people are cheats and frauds. They make out that everything is better than it is. And they come to a terrible end who depend on impulse and feeling. Judge not the Lord by feeble sense. Scripture is our guide. And as you see in Numbers 20, verses 1 to 29, and the previous chapters, and the chapters to follow, life consists of ups and downs. Anne Bronte wrote a hymn on this, and I want to read it to you. Believe not those who say the upward path is smooth, lest thou should stumble in the way and faint before the truth. It is the only road unto the realms of joy, but he that seeks that blessed abode must all his powers employ. It's not let go and let God, you see. But he that seeks that blessed abode must all his powers employ, not to be saved, but because he is saved. Arm thee for the fight. Cast useless loads away. Watch through the darkest hours of night. Toil through the hottest day. To labor and to love, to pardon and endure. To lift thy heart to God above and keep thy conscience pure. Be this thy constant aim, thy hope, thy chief delight. What matters who should whisper blame, or who should scorn or slight? If but thy God approve, and if within thy breast thou feel the comfort of his love, the earnest of his rest. O my brother and sister in Christ, though all around our soul might seem to give way, let us trust then, and know that in all things God is working for our good. Unbeliever, I don't urge you to come to Christ, because there's never a doubt, never a fear, never a question. I urge you to come to Christ for his glory and your everlasting salvation. And through all the changing scenes of life, in trouble and in joy, the praises, the blessings, the glories of our God can be yours in Christ Jesus. Oh, trust him now. Amen.